Every journey outside town is called
Yud Beis Mar Cheshvan, Sunday the 13th of November, Rabbi Nosson Maimon. Interesting insights into the Parshas HaShavua. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by family Silberstein, Lulu Nishmas, David Gershon Ben Nazril, Zecher Levrocha, on his third yacht site.
I apologize for the American English.
We heard worse.
We did not understand the apology.
The parsha begins with the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Vayera Elov Hashem Beilena Mamre. Hashem appears to Avram Avinu on the third day after the Bris Milah, which is when the pains are most severe, and Hashem comes to visit Bikur Cholim. The Gemara says, from here we know that we are supposed to emulate Hashem, Tzadikim Mizdamnen LeYotzran, and therefore we see the midos of Hashem and we try to emulate. And the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashem Yisodenu Al Eres Devoi, that Hashem actually nourishes a person and sustains a person when the person is ill. And there's a whole chapter in Yoredeya teaching all the different laws, the sensitivities about visiting a person when they're ill, knowing when to leave, and being sensitive to the time that you come. There's an incredible amount of insights that the Torah gives Hashem's wisdom to be able to know exactly how to perform this mitzvah properly to get all the benefits and none of the side effects, none of the negative effects. We know that the Torah tells us, Shalosh Pa'omim Bashono Yeroe Kol Zchurcha Espanei Hashem Alekecho, that on the holidays, a holiday is an important day, and important in the sense of our connection to Hashem, and the way that we connect to Hashem is we go to Him. Sholosh Hashem is a melech, melech shemochal al kvoidoi, ein kvoidoi mochul. We know that the highest level of kavod in Judaism is a king. There's kibud avayim, one of the Ten Commandments. There's kvoid raboi, which is even above that. And yet, av shemochal al kvoidoi, kvoidoi mochul. A father, a parent can forego their honor. A rabbi can forego his honor. A king cannot. So the kavod of a king is the ultimate, the most important. So Hashem says that when it comes to Yomim Tovim, I want you to make the effort to come to me. Yeiroi kol zechurcha, come see me. How does one see Hashem when Hashem is einoi guf veloi dmus haguf? The answer is, we know that the Torah defines Hashem as being hidden in this world. The world itself is called Olam. Olam Hazeh, Miloshna Ha'aloma. Ha'aloma means hidden. That the most important character in this world, the Creator, is the most hidden. To such an extent that it's possible for a majority of the world to deny or to ignore the existence of Hashem, period. He's so well hidden. And yet, how is He hidden? He is hidden in Teva. Nature, Mother Nature. The sun rises in the morning, it sets, we have the seasons. It looks as if everything is on autopilot. When Hashem changes nature, when Hashem overrides nature, then suddenly everybody becomes aware, no more autopilot. There's an actual pilot that's controlling every single thing that takes place in this world. That's the concept of Nisim, a miracle. A miracle is a revelation of Hashem, where Hashem is showing that He's alive and well and active. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos defines the Beis HaMikdash as a center of miracles. That there were 10 miracles that took place in the Beis HaMikdash on a constant basis. So that here again, this is how we see Hashem. A Jew would come to the Beis HaMikdash and he would see the kitchen with all the meat and the blood in it. And no flies, never a fly appearing. And all the other miracles that the Mishnah, that the Gemara tells us about it, this is how we would see Hashem. The Meforshim tell us that Hashem knew that there's going to come a time that we won't have a Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed once and a second time, and we're going to be in exile. We are going to be choilim. We are going to be ill. Ki choilas ahava oni. We want a connection with Hashem. We'd like to see Hashem, but for whatever reason, we're not worthy. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have Eretz Yisrael to the full extent that we would like to. What then? Hashem, with His infinite kindness, gave us the Yomim Tovim of Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah and Purim represent Bikur Cholim. This is a time when Hashem comes to visit us. Every Jew lights the menorah in his own home, in his own house. In shul, it's lit symbolically to tell us. But the main mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Ishu Beisel, each person lighting the menorah in his house, bringing Hashem. Hashem is coming to see us. Hashem knows that we're in a state of darkness. The Beis HaMikdash was called Migdal Oyer, a beacon of light. Today we're in Golus, which is an aspect of Choshech, and the Yom Tov of Chanukah comes out specifically in the winter, during the long winter nights between Kislev and Teves, when the night is longest, when the darkness is greatest. And Hashem says, don't worry, don't worry. I know that you're ill now, and I know that when a person's ill, you can't expect, you don't say, why weren't you in shul? Why wasn't I in shul? Because I'm sick. I don't have an, I'm not allowed to go to shul chas v'shalom. And when a person's in that state, the mitzvah is for us to reach out to that person. We go to visit the person. We are mefakeach al tzrochov. We look to see what the person needs. A person who normally is expected, the Gemara says, a Jew who lives within a decent distance from a shul and does not attend is called shochein ra, a bad neighbor. How could you do such a thing? Hashem is in shul. Hashem appears in a shul and you're not there. However, when a person is sick, chas v'shalom, Hashem says, I will come to see Hashem yisodenu al eres tevoy. I'll come to see you. And this is the great gift of these Yomim Tovim, Chanukah and Purim, which the Chachamim have given us, to know that even when we are in the darkest times of Golus, Hashem does not forget us. He comes to see us. The Chanukah candles are lit in our home, Lemato Miyud, below 10 Tfochin, to show again, not just Golus, but even in those places where the Shekhinah normally never stoops down that low, it never usually comes, there are exceptions to every rule. When a person's a choyla, we change the rules. For a choyla, we're mechal Shabbos certain times. A choyla sheyesh bo sakana. So Hashem changes the methodology. And if Hashem does this, how much more so that we need to know this? We need to know how to relate to different people. There's a term, dore mala and dore mato. There are people who are on a high madrega. There are people who are very religious, very knowledgeable, and they're on a high. They're climbing to Hashem. And there are people, unfortunately, who are in a state of yerida. They're going through struggles and difficulties, whether it's financial, whether it's health. And in many cases, that causes a person to fall in their connection to Hashem, in their connection to Torah, to Yiddishkeit. And when a person is in that state, these two different categories, you can't treat them the same way. You can't have the same expectations, and you can't treat them the same way. We know that the Pora Aduma, we're told that the Pora Aduma is a unique mitzvah, which is one of the chukim which Shlomo HaMelech said, that Omarti Echkemo v'hi rechoyke mimeni. I thought I was smart, and yet this mitzvah I see was beyond my comprehension. What was beyond his comprehension? The fact that in this mitzvah we see something interesting. We see that it's metaher temeim and metame rechoikim. That the same item, the same object, for one person it purifies them, and the other person it makes them impure. How could that be? How could it be that the same thing, that to this person it's a medicine, and to this person it's a poison? And the answer is we find the same thing in Yiddishkeit, in education. When a student is doing well, they're getting 90s and 100s on their tests. If a parent says, wow, you're so great, you're so wonderful, I'm so proud of you, and that's all they say, sometimes that could limit that person. That person is capable of doing even more and even better. And if you're only complimenting that person when they're on a high, that might keep them limited to where they are. That person needs to be complimented also, but to be told, oh, look at this, I see some of you, I know you're doing great, and I know you're going to do even better. I know you can do better, going to do better. When a person, chas v'sham, is down, when they're not, a person gets a 60 on a test or a 70 on a test, and a parent has a choice of saying, that's a terrible mark, or looking back at the previous test. In the previous test, they got a 30. And this time they tried, they didn't pass yet, but they got a 60. For the parent to say, could do better, that'll kill the person, chas v'sham. For the parent to say, wow, look at this. Look how you're growing. Look, you see you can do it. You look how great you do. Baruch Hashem, I see progress, etc. There's a term, his chizuk, his chaskus, and his soyrus. His chaskus, chizuk means giving a person encouragement. His oyrus means motivating a person to go higher, still higher. These two, if a person switches them accidentally, they give the wrong person chizuk, or they give the wrong person his oyrus, they can harm the person. This is the concept of this paraduma, and this is the concept of a tzaddik, a Talmud Chacham. We know that when we define the midos of Hashem, we say, L'cho Hashem ha-gidula, v'ha-givura, v'ha-tiferes, v'ha-netzach, v'ha-hoid, ki choyl ba-shomayim uv'oretz. After hoid, those who are familiar with the midos of Hashem, after hoid comes yesoid. Chesed, Gevura, Teferes, Netzach, Hoid, Yesoid. Yesoid is the term that's used for tzaddikim. A tzaddik is called, there's a pasuk, V'tzaddik Yesoid Olam. The tzaddik is the foundation of the world. And yet, it doesn't have, we don't see the word Yesoid there. We see the words Ki Choyl. Ki Choyl, the numerical value of those two words, Ki Choyl, is Yesoid. Ki Choyl, Bashomayim Uvaretz. The definition of tzaddik, the definition of a true Talmud Chacham, is one who is bashamayim uva'aretz. He understands that Jews are not cookie cutter. People are not all the same. People are different, and even the same person at one point in their life, they could be in a state of aliyah, they're doing great, they're doing wonderful, and at another point in time, chas v'sham, the person say choyla, the person doing very poor, they're in a yerida. If you're going to talk to the person the same way when they're in this state or this state, obviously it's not going to work. The true Talmud Chacham, the true Tzaddik, understands that this person needs chizuk. We know that there are two attitudes about Hashem. There's a pasuk that says, Maloi chol ha'oretz kevoidoi. Hashem's kavoid, Hashem's light, is everywhere. Chol ha'oretz, even in artzius, even in earthliness, and in the lowest places of earthliness, Hashem is found. We said it this morning, Umalchusoi Bakoil Mashola, that Hashem's kingdom reaches everywhere, even to the lowest, furthest places. That's one attitude. And there's another pasuk that says, Aye Mekoim Kevoidoi, where is Hashem? And Rabbi Nachman explains, to those who are on a high madrega, to those who are tzaddikim, talmidei chachamim, to them, we have to communicate the Aye Mekoyim Kevoidoi. You've learned, you know a lot, you don't know anything yet. You haven't begun to understand who Hashem is yet. To the person who is, that person needs to be shown this wisdom of Aye Mekoyim Kevoidoi. Where is that? You know Hashem? You understand Hashem? Of course. I just made a siyum on Shas. I just completed Shas. You completed Shas? That's first grade. Now you do it a second time, and you'll get to second grade. And third, the Torah is infinite. Hashem is infinite. The Torah is infinite. All of us are children. Bonim atem l'Hashem. We're like little kids. The most advanced Talmud Chacham, the most advanced Tzaddik, compared to Hashem or compared to Moshe Rabbeinu, we're tiny. And we need to know that. We need to be shown that. That's this limud of Aye Mekoyim Kevoidoi. But at the same time, especially in today's generation, when the Torah tells us, "Va'anoichi hastir astir esponai bayom hahu," that despite the fact that Kanai Nahara, we see so many beautiful shuls and yeshivas and sforim being published every minute, new sforim being published and printed and more beautiful printings and everything, we know that the Torah is not lying and it's not exaggerating. We are in a state of hastara shebetoyach hastara, that Hashem is still very hidden from us. We still, so many people that are still so far, the statistics, somebody just told me yesterday, they were reading statistics in the United States, 70% assimilation. 70% assimilation. So with all that we're doing, there's still a tremendous amount of darkness, and if we want to reach those people, we're not going to reach them by telling them Aye. We need to reach them through Maloi Choloretz Kevoidoi, by enlightening, showing them that they still have a connection to Hashem. Each and every Jew, the furthest. This was the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, that when the Yidden were in their lowest, lowest point, he was able to relate to them. He was able to show, to be mechazik them, to be able to get them to come back from the furthest places. Now, the Torah continues that three malachim came to Avram Avinu. Malachim. And what does he do? He offers them breakfast. The last thing in the world that a malach needs is breakfast. And he offers them food, and because he's a host, Koma Shabbat Abayis tells you to do your... They had to eat, they had to comply. So they eat, and in the process of eating, they get stuck. They get stuck on earth. The malachim, because they ate, because they participated in Gashmias, this led them to be nichshal afterwards, that when they were asked, what are you doing here? They said, Mashchisim anachnu. We have come to destroy the cities of Sidon. And the Medrash says that because they said, Mashchisim anachnu, instead of saying, Hashem has sent us to do this, they were punished that they could not go back up. All three of these malachim ended up remaining on earth as a result of eating, the wrong statements, and two of them ended up going back when Yaakov Avinu had his vision, when it says, Vehine sulam mutzav arza, v'roisho magi ha-shamayma, vehine malachi elikim oilim ve'yordim boi. If you study your physics, it should have said, Hine malachi elokim yordim v'oilim. Angels start off in heaven. This was referring to two of those three malachim who were given permission at that time to return to Shemayim. The third one, when Manoach had his vision with Shimshon HaGibor, they were told that they were going to have a child, Shimshon HaGibor, that's when the third malach came up. Now what is this all about and what does this teach us? The Malachim, the Gemara says, the Medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to bring the Torah to the world, the Malachim said, Hashem, why would you give it to them? The Torah is much better off up here. Here, we're religious, we're from, all of us are from, we don't do any Averos. Asher t'nohitcha l'shamayim. So the Medrash says that Hashem changed the appearance of Moshe Rabbeinu, his face, to look like Avraham Avinu. So that the Malachim was suddenly facing Avraham Avinu, and Hashem said, this is how you treat your host? Avraham Avinu, who gave you food, and he treated you so nicely? And the message there was that these Malachim were reminded that they, when they ate and drank, they got stuck on earth. Malachim, who are so pure, kulei ruchni, when they were put in a situation of having to deal with bodily needs, bodily necessities, they couldn't succeed. Alachas kama v'kama, we human beings, a human being who is on a much higher madrega than a malach because of the fact that we are combining opposites, a body and a neshama, two opposites. If there's anyone that needs the Torah, it's us. The Pasuk says, in my kishkes, because I am a megusham, because I have physical needs and physical requirements, we are the ones who need the Torah the most. And there's an incredibly interesting item related to this. The Gemara says that when Hashem first created the world, Hashem gave us an example of humility. Hashem is the chairman of the board. Hashem doesn't have to consult with anybody in making decisions. And yet Hashem said, Naaseh Adam, let us make men. And the Gemara says he actually consulted. He wanted to hear the different opinions of the Malachim. So the Gemara says that there were Malachim who said, Hashem, don't. You'll be very sorry. Because man is sheker, and man is chatoim and avoinas. And there were other malachim that said otherwise. And the Gemara says that Hashem took the malachim of emes, and he threw them to the ground. Vatashlech emes orza. And then these malachim said, Hashem, how could you do this? Chaysomoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. We are your seal. You are emes. The Torah is emes. So the Gemara says, Hashem said, okay. And he picked the malachim of emes up from the ground. The emes may eretz titzmoch. The Gemara brings psukim to show this. What is this all about? And here again, question. The malachim of emes said, don't create man? How could that be? When the emes is, yes, to create man. We see proof is Hashem went ahead with the creation of man. What's going on here? And the answer is, that emes, truth, there are different madregos of emes. There isn't one level of emes. A child, you speak to a child and you ask them certain questions and they'll give you an answer based on their limited knowledge and understanding. You ask the same thing to another, and what the child is saying is true based on what they know, based on where they're at. You'll ask the same question to a person who's much more advanced, they'll have a completely different answer. The Mefurshim explained that even though these malachim were called the malachim of emes, and what they said was accurate, true, man is going to lie, man is going to sin, it's true. However, they could not perceive the emes of Hashem yet. Even though they're malachim, a malach is a creation of Hashem, it's definitely many levels down from the emes of Hashem. And their emes, the emes of the malachim was, 1 + 1 = 2. Man is going to lie, man is going to sin, don't do it. Hashem kaviyochel, who has the emes la'amitoy, Hashem said, you're right, but there's tshuva, and there's a concept of b'mokim shebalei tshuva, oindim ein tzadikim gemurim yecholim la'amoid, that the nachas that Hashem has, when a person falls and picks himself up, when a person makes a mistake and corrects it and comes back from it, that'll make it all tremendously worthwhile. This is something that the malachim, the angels, couldn't, the malachim of emes were not masig that. They were not masig the emes of Hashem. And yet tzaddikim, the true tzaddikim of the highest caliber, who come down to this world and have to contend with a yetzer toiv and a yetzer hara, and with a guf and a neshama, they have the ability to go above the malachim. They have the ability to realize Hashem's emes. We see Avram Avinu. He was told that there's sedoim and amoira, reshoim, chatoim. What should he have said to Hashem? Burn him. Hashem, burn him alive. What do you mean? Destroy them. He didn't say that. He goes to be mispalel and mispalel. He's negotiating, begging Hashem to see if he can save them. Moshe Rabbeinu takes it a step further. The Yidden are worshipping idols, maragla, everything. He's defending us in the worst of times. Why? Because a tzaddik who comes down to this earthly world and battles a Yetzahara and succeeds and wins can be masig the emes of Hashem that's above the emes of these malachim. Can be masig the yud gimim lido shorachmim. Hashem says that amarach, where am I? When will I have an opportunity to use my rachmanus? If not, when the yidden make a mistake, chas v'shom, when the yidden sin. And it's this concept that Avram Avinu was preempting here in giving the malachim to eat, so that the malachim would have a lesson to see what a human being has to go through in this world, and therefore, obviously, again, we are the ones who need the Torah the most, and we are the ones who could benefit from it the most. Now we come The pasuk says right before the Malachim leave for Sodom, Hashem says, "Laman yit asher yitzave es bonav es," that would I hide this information from Avram Avinu? I love him. Ki yedativ. Rashi says, "Loshen chibuv." I love Avram Avinu. Why do I love him? Laman asher yitzave es bonav achrov lasois tzedoko umishpot. Because Avram Avinu is going to be the one who's going to be teaching his children tzedakah and mishpat. What is tzedakah and what is mishpat? Mishpat is justice. Mishpat is the Torah. Mishpatei Hashem emes. Mishpat is that there could be a concept of ish b'cheta yumas. A Jew commits a sin, he's a moireid b'malchus. He's rebelling against the king. Rebellion against the king is death penalty. Right? And yet, Hashem, besides Mishpat, Hashem is Tzedakah u'Mishpat. Tzedakah is something different. Tzedakah is kindness. Tzedakah is not playing by the letter of the law. In Shmoin Esrei, we make a bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Melech Oyev Tzedakah u'Mishpat. It's true that Hashem loves Mishpat. Hashem is just. There's a Torah, Mishpatei Hashem Emes. But there's something higher that comes before that. Tzedakah comes before Mishpat. And tzedakah is chesed. Tzedakah is tefillah. When we are mispalel to Hashem, the Torah tells us that even Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the most observant Jew, the most loyal servant of Hashem, when he stood before Hashem praying, he didn't ask for justice. He said, Vo'eschanan el Hashem. I pleaded with Hashem. He asked for matnas chinam, the Gemara says. He said, even if I don't deserve, even if I'm not worthy, you, Hashem, have a treasury of free gifts. You, Hashem, are capable of showing tzedakah, chesed, besides mishpat. And this is what Hashem said about Avram Avinu. I love him, ki yedativ, I love him, because he emulates me. He teaches his children tzedakah u'mishpat. That it's not just when I see a person comes around collecting tzedakah. There are people who why doesn't he go out to work? Why doesn't he this? What? The answer is, do we know each and every person's circumstance? Do we know if this person can or can't, or even if he is working, if he got fired from a job, or even if he is working and has a job, he's marrying off a child, and that's extenuating circumstances where he needs chesed, he needs kai, he needs tzedakah, he needs that going that extra mile, that type of thing. And this is what the Torah praises Avraham Avinu, that Avraham Avinu emulated Hashem in this realization that Yiddishkeit is not based on Torah alone, it's the combination of Torah and tefillah, both things. And the whole concept of tefillah is knowing full well that I'm not perfect. I'm not perfectly loyal to Hashem and therefore deserving of everything that I'm asking. But I know that Hashem is tzedakah mishpat. I know that Hashem, as much as Hashem is oyhev mishpat, he is oyhev amo Yisrael. And we've seen throughout history that his love for Bnei Yisrael supersedes the oyhev mishpat. And when Hashem praises a tzaddik, the Elyonavi, one of the greatest tzaddikim of all time, when he spoke against Bnei Yisrael, Hashem said to him, prepare your student Elisha Anavi to take over. Because people to prosecute Klal Yisrael, we don't need that. We have a Yetzirah, a Satan who's doing a great job. Tzaddikim are needed to defend Klal Yisrael, to look for the Toiv, to arouse this Midas HaChesed of Hashem. One closing thought. We know that the first line in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Haim, the Ramo says, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Sonid, Ze Klal Godol Batoira. That one of the most basic, important principles in Yiddishkeit is awareness of Hashem. Awareness, Tomid. 24/7, for a Jew to be aware of Hashem, because if a person will be aware of Hashem to that degree, all of their actions and their speech and their everything will be proper. There's another pasuk that's almost identical. Bechol derochecho do'ehu. In all of your ways, in everything you're doing, whether you're in shul davening, whether you're eating, whether you're playing sports, whatever you do, b'chol derochecha do'ehu, realize Hashem, recognize Hashem, be aware of Hashem. The question is, in today's times, how in the world is it conceivable for a human being? There are so many distractions, there are so many... How is it possible for a Yid? We're talking about page one, line one of the Shulchan Aruch. If this is page one, then I can close it and say, completely impossible. How could you expect this from me, to be conscious of Hashem? Behold, when I'm eating, when I'm talking to my wife, when I'm doing... Is it possible? The Chidozal, the Chidor was one of the great poiskim. He wrote Sforim on Halacha, on Drush, on Kabbalah, everything. The Birkei Yosef and Shulchan Aruch. The Chidozal writes, there is a way to make so powerful a connection to Hashem, for a person to connect so solidly, that they will be connected 24-7. That even when they're not in shul, even when they're not in the middle of learning, they will still remain connected to Hashem. And he says that the first letters of Bechol, Derochecho, Do'ehu, make up the word Bodod. Bodod means alone, Hispoidedus. That if a person allocates a few minutes a day, 10, 15 minutes a day, alone with Hashem, one-on-one, Ani Vahoy, I and Hashem, if a person, and during that time, the person speaks to Hashem in his own words, in his own language. When a person is davening Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, it's not your script. You didn't write the words. And for most of us, it's not your most familiar language. It's extremely difficult to concentrate, to have full kavana, and to put your heart into it. It's the right thing to do, but it's extremely difficult. When a person is speaking to Hashem in English, in their own mamaloshin, and their own words, and a person, the Rambam writes in Hilchas Tefillah, Perakei, that if a person davens Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv, but they don't speak to Hashem on a daily basis regarding what's going on in their life right now, it's not really Tefillah. Tefillah's got to be an ongoing, a dynamic thing, depending on, my daughter's getting married in a few days, Hashem help me that all the arrangements should go properly, everybody should, all the things that are going on right now in my life, to be speaking to Hashem in my... The Chidozal writes that if a person does this, they have it, that gives a person such a deep, permanent connection to Hashem, that the rest of the day, when they'll be involved in other things, they'll still be connected. We should be zoche to benefit from the advice. The Zohar HaKadosh calls the Taryag Mitzvos, Taryag Itin Doiraisa. It's Eitzos. Every line in the Torah is advice. Advice how to live well. How to live properly, live well, to succeed. Baruch Nisav Gashmias. We should be zoche to a healthy winter and to all the Yeshuas that all of us need.